Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. A grand jury indicts a former Deep Ellum bartender. He turned up in a video fighting with a woman. Austin Shuffield's facing charges like aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His attorney, Scott Palmer, says those charges won't stand.
Why the special prosecutor is betting on a losing horse, I don't understand. You indict a weak case, you get to try a weak case.
In that video, Shuffield's seen with a gun at his side. Palmer says Shuffield had the gun for self-defense, and he never pointed it at anyone. The victim, LaDejanique Lee, says she suffered a concussion and bruises. Union leaders from American Airlines heading to Washington to meet with Boeing execs about the 737 MAX 8. Alan Sky at the flight attendants' headquarters in Euless.
The Association of Professional Flight Attendants will meet with the chief executive of Boeing, tour the factory, and ask regulators questions. The union's Lori Bassani says she's had a chance to use a simulator with the new software.
That was very interesting. I'm not a pilot, but, you know, just to be there and have some hands-on experience in the simulator, you know, it gave me more of a sense of assurance for that aircraft.
The Allied Pilots Association's Patrick O'Rourke says Boeing's software fix appears to be safe.
The recertification process, we're pretty optimistic now on the timeline that we're seeing by certification, perhaps by the end of the year.
He says pilots will then go through training with the new software. Both American and Southwest have pulled the 737 MAX from their schedules into March. In Euless, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meantime, the president for the pilots union for Southwest Airlines is blasting Boeing.
Boeing said this week that the grounded 737 MAX could be ready to fly in January. Union President John Weeks is worried the aerospace company is rushing the plane back into service. He also suggested Southwest should shop for planes elsewhere. In a memo to members of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, Weeks says Boeing has shown arrogance and greed that will haunt the company forever. The union is suing Boeing over lost wages from the continued grounding of the MAX. Chris Summer, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Federal judge throws the book at a man. He kidnapped a girl from a Fort Worth neighborhood and assaulted her. Andrew Greenstein has the story.
Judge Reed O'Connor sentences 51-year-old Michael Webb to life in federal prison for kidnapping the girl from Fort Worth's Ryan Place neighborhood back in May. U.S. Attorney Aaron Neely Cox said afterwards that the sentence that Judge O'Connor imposed was the only justifiable one.
We're very thankful for the judge's ruling in this case. We think it's just punishment.
Despite his desire not to, Webb did appear in court wearing shackles and a two-tone gray jail jumpsuit. Members of the girl's family were also in the courtroom, and while Webb didn't say anything, the girl's father did. He said Webb should be swept off the face of the earth for what he did to his daughter. Outside the federal courthouse in Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Two people in the hospital after nearly a dozen are exposed to carbon monoxide.
It was Dallas Fire Rescue that got a call last night of an unconscious person at Calvary Philadelphia Missionary Baptist Church on Ann Arbor Avenue in far south Dallas. There they found multiple people complaining of symptoms consistent with carbon monoxide exposure. A total of 10 people, ranging in ages from 7 to 58, were taken to local hospitals. Churchgoers told responders a propane grill was being used inside the building for cooking while the doors were closed. Of the 10 who were transported, two of them were admitted, and the others have already been discharged. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Car burglary rates skyrocket during the holidays. Sergeant Kevin Perlick with Richardson PD says it's pretty easy to see why.
Folks are out shopping, and sometimes they tend to leave those goodies in the back of their car where they're visible to these would-be burglars.
People out shopping are at the risk of having their stuff stolen from them in the crowds. Perlick says guard your purse, your wallet, your jewelry. He also says don't carry as much cash on you. Car thieves, his advice, hide your belongings or carry them with you. And of course, lock your car. Lock, take, and hide signs went up in Richardson and Mesquite today as a reminder. Garland's hosting Turkey Palooza tonight. It's to help people get ready for Thanksgiving. Fire and Water Department's holding this seminar on how to stay safe. Garland Water Utilities' Lori Reeves says Turkey Palooza also focuses on the importance of recycling grease, fat, and oil. Don't pour them down the drain.
What we find is we get a lot of grease clogs during that time. It's a huge system. It's a huge job. We're really just trying to keep the fats, oils, and grease out of the pipes and out of the wastewater stream.
Fire department's also going to demonstrate safe ways to deep fry a turkey. Fire and Water Departments are talking about how to prevent food poisoning. Turkey Palooza, it's free tonight in Garland, but you do have to register ahead of time. The details are right here at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.